Good afternoon. This is Debbie, your host for Active Voice on CKUW 95.9 FM every Saturday from 2 to 3 p.m. We broadcast from the University of Winnipeg, located on Treaty 1 territory and the national homeland of the Red River Métis. These are the ancestral lands of the Anishinaabeg, Anishinaabe, Iniwak, Nahetuwak, Ocheti Shakoan, and Dakota Oyate. Active Voice showcases vocal music of all kinds, times, and cultures, choral music, a cappella groups, and diverse ensembles and singer-songwriters. Thanks for tuning in. Hello, folks in Radio Land. Nice to be here with you on a lovely wintry Saturday afternoon, December 6th. And you're listening to Active Voice. Today, we're going to hear the choral music of Stephen Chapman. You're going to hear from performers like the University of British Columbia Choral Union, the Guelph Chamber Choir, the University of Michigan Chamber Choir, and the Vancouver Chamber Choir. More about Stephen Chapman later. This is a newly released CD of some of his choral and piano music. And there is a lot happening at this lovely festive time of year. If you're looking for some concerts to go to, you've got lots of choices. So tonight, at 7 p.m. at All Saints Anglican Church on Saturday, December 6th, tonight, 521 Broadway Avenue, that's the church, you can hear Proximus 5 with their Ancestral Carols, A Celebration of Light and Lineage. They did this concert last night, and they had a good time. I'm sure there's tickets available. So 7 p.m. at All Saints Anglican on 521 Broadway for Proximus 5. Also tonight, you can hear Tatsuluk, the Musica Singers at St. Andrew's River Heights United Church. Again, that's at 7 p.m. The church is at 255 Oak Street. Their concert is called Hope, Peace, and Joy. Tomorrow, there's four choices. Lots of things to choose from. You can go to hear Margaret's Choir under the direction of Katie Harmer with their concert called Sing the Winter Away. And that'll be at the Portage Avenue United Church at 1420 Portage Avenue. And Margaret's Choir always donates their proceeds to a good cause in the community. This time it's the North Point Douglas Women's Center. So 2:30 tomorrow afternoon for Margaret's Choir at Portage Avenue United Church. And then at 3 p.m. at Westworth United Church, you can hear Esprit Singers, Candles and Carols for Peace. They have guest musicians Stephen Howes on percussion, Henry Kelsey on piano, and Patricia Venuto on cello. So 3 p.m. at Westworth United Church at 1750 Grosvenor Avenue. On Sunday, December 7th, again, another concert tomorrow afternoon at 3 p.m., you can go hear the Winnipeg Singers at St. Andrew's River Heights United Church on 2255 Oak Street. Their concert's called Rejoice and Sing. So everything from Lauritsen's Onata Lux to Oloyelo's Eke Novum. They capture the lovely spirit of the season. And they have special guests of the St. James Assiniboine Divisional Children's Concert Choir on the direction of Christina Stewart and Alana Fast. So that's 3 p.m. at St. Andrew's River Heights Church for the Winnipeg Singers. And one more concert to choose from tomorrow afternoon, Christmas with the Boys, the Winnipeg Boys Choir. That'll be at 525 Wardlaw, the Crescent Fort Rouge United Church. And There's a lot of concerts coming up the coming weekend as well. So you can hear the Good Neighbors Christmas at 2 p.m. at River East United Church on McLeod Avenue. You can hear the Winnipeg Philharmonic Choir Sunday the 14th at 3 p.m. Let There Be Peace on Earth. And the Rainbow Harmony Project at Sunday at 7 p.m. And also at the West End Cultural Center next Saturday, Red Moon Road is doing their Christmas concert, A Simple Kind of Christmas. The evening performance at 8 is sold out, but they've added a matinee, which is a relaxed performance. So bring your grandparents, bring your kids, 2 p.m. at West End Cultural Center for Red Moon Road's A Simple Kind of Christmas. And we're going to proceed now with this wonderful new release by Redshift Records of the choral and piano music of Stephen Chapman. Now, Stephen Chapman is a professor emeritus of composition at the University of British Columbia, and he's published, he's really one of Canada's most prominent composers, orchestral works as well as choral works, of course. He's received many awards, and he has been appointed to the Order of Canada and a fellow in the Royal Conservatory of Music. And today we're going to hear first the Alleluia, which is an arrangement based on a work that he did originally for string quartet and tenor that was commissioned by the CBC to commemorate the anniversary of 9/11. But this particular version has been for unaccompanied chorus, and it was performed by the University of British Columbia Choral Union under the direction of He Yung Yun. And they performed this on March 31st, 2023 at the Chan Center for the Performing Arts in Vancouver.
Thank you.
And that was the University of British Columbia Choral Union with their performance of Stephen Chapman's Alleluia. And it's on the new Redshift recording called Stephen Chapman, Choral and Piano Music of Stephen Chapman. Right. So that piece was originally based on a composition that was to commemorate the anniversary of 9/11. Chapman is, of course, one of Canada's most prolific composers and professor emeritus of composition at the UBC. And next, we're going to hear a wonderful song cycle with six songs, poems by Christina Rossetti, Come Day, Come Night, Isaac Watts' poem, Hush, My Dear, Hartley Coleridge poems, She Passed Away Like the Morning, another Christina Rossetti poem, Sleep, Little Baby Sleep, which is actually a Christmas theme, and White Moons by Madison Julius Cawain, and Nothing Will Die by Alfred Lord Tennyson. So this performance is by the Guelph Chamber Choir under the direction of Dr. Charlene Pauls. It was recorded in Guelph, Ontario in June 2022. And again, the new release from Redshift Records of Stephen Chapman's Choral and Piano Music.
Oh,
That was six songs in a song cycle composed by Stephen Chapman. And that's our focus today on Active Voice. All of those were performed by the Guelph Chamber Choir under the direction of Dr. Charlene Pauls and recorded in June 2022 in Guelph, Ontario. The song cycle included Come Day, Come Night, Hush, My Dear, She Passed Away Like the Morning Dew, Sleep, Little Baby Sleep, White Moons, and Nothing Will Die. All from a new recording put out by Redshift Records, the music of Stephen Chapman, choral and piano music, was called Alleluia. And it's 2:30 p.m. on Saturday, December 6th. It's much more wintry weather than we've had the last little while at the University of Winnipeg weather station. It's reading minus 17. It feels a little bit more like minus 24 with the wind chill. And that's the kind of weather it is these days. You know, compared to our daily almanac from times years past, it's considerably below normal, which is the normal maximum is around minus 6. But we are not breaking any records. And we have a little bit of snow, not as much as usual at this time of year. But we'll take whatever we get for our wonderful winter season. It is 2:31 at Active Voice, and we are on CKUW 95.9 FM here in Winnipeg. Well, we're going to continue with this wonderful new recording by Redshift Records. The next ensemble is the University of Michigan Chamber Choir. And they commissioned Stephen Chapman to do a work for them in 2011. And this recording was premiered on April 3rd, 2012. The song cycle is called It Will Not Change. There's four note pieces in it. It includes saxophone. So the first piece, It Will Not Change. Second is In the Wood. The third is There Will Be Rest. And the fourth is Summer Storm, all by the University of Michigan Chamber Choir and other musicians. Jerry Blackstone, conductor.
Thank you. I thought it was you who had come to find me. You were the wind.
Just heard some more works by Stephen Chapman. Those were all performed by the University of Michigan Chamber Choir under the direction of Jerry Blackstone, with Ariel Hult, soprano, and playing saxophones, more than one, Jonathan Hulting Cohen. And that was all recorded at its premiere in Michigan in 2012. I forgot to mention that those were all settings of poems by Sarah Teasdale, a wonderful poet. And it's interesting how Stephen Chapman works together with folks to set poetry to music. I think he's rather fussy about the particular poems. And in fact, the folks from the Upper Canada Choristers have a story about how they commissioned on their website. They say that they felt it was time, when they had a 10th anniversary, to commit to making a commission. And they got some donations that made it possible to commission a piece of music with music and text written by Canadians that would reflect Canadian culture. And they approached Stephen Chapman after a workshop that he had led, telling them they hoped to commission a choral work for their 10th anniversary, and were looking for something like Songs of a Prospector, which had resonated so strongly with the choir. They wanted to tie the piece with multiple movements all tied to Canadian themes. And Chapman was interested, said he would give it serious thought. And they said he was fantastic to work with him. He explained every step of the way. They were looking for something that would be about 10 minutes long. And then they hit upon a particular inspiration. One of the choristers was studying for a degree in English literature and came across the poetry of Archibald Lampman, a Confederation-era poet who has been described as the Canadian Keats. And she loved his poetry, suggested that Upper Canada choristers consider Voices of Earth as the text for their commission, and Chapman liked it immensely, began to compose the music to accompany these evocative words. So that's the story of this. It's not on this new release by Redshift Records. I did find a recording of it by the Vancouver Chamber Choir, a recording they called Due East, Stephen Chapman Choral Works. So these three pieces are all part of the song cycle Voices of Earth. The first one's called The Bird and the Hour. The second one is called Snow. And the third one is called Voices of Earth. I particularly like these songs. Our church choir has sung a couple of them, and they're very moody, very connected to Canadian landscape and Canadian experience. I think, if I'm remembering correctly, that the poet Archibald Lampen was actually worked for the Postal Service, so he had a lot of experience of being outside. Well, here we are with the Vancouver Chamber Choir with Voices of Earth.
Thank you.
And that was the wonderful Vancouver Chamber Choir under the direction of John Washburn with three of Stephen Chapman's works, all part of the song cycle, Voices of Earth. The Bird in the Hour, Snow, and Voices of Earth. Wonderful pieces. They're fun to sing. And they were apparently commissioned by the Upper Canada Choristers some time ago. Well, thanks for listening in to Active Voice today and exploring the music of Stephen Chapman on the new release from Redshift of his choral and piano music. I didn't play the piano music, of course, because this is a vocal music show, but there is some very interesting piano music on that new release as well. And stay tuned. I hope you found some voices you love today. Be well, show kindness, stay safe, stay warm. Tune in again next week for more authentic vocal music. We'll probably do some more seasonal things next week. Stay tuned this afternoon for the next show, CKUW 95.9 Eclectic Residence. And we'll just wind up with some memories of a Ukrainian Christmas here from the Ukrainian old timers.
Гай, дочко, ти йди скоренько, ти йди збирайся, бо гості прийдуть. А я йду, де щоб домішала на кухні, щоб не попригорало.
А ти, сину, біжи, принеси той гайон, що там в соломі є.
А кілько принесе, тато, чи два, чи один?
Принеси обидва, бо кілько гостей йде, то де замало один.
Окей, зараз йду.
Дивіться, мама, тата, гості йдуть.
З Різдвом, Ярданом і з Новим Роком. З Різдвом, Ярданом і з Новим Роком. Хай вам щаститься за кожним кроком. Хай у вашій хаті радість панує, Христос рожденний у світі царує.
А ну, гості, тепер файно повечеряти, тепер соколюдуємо.
Spend your night with McMystery and Anthony Moon. Friday night, Saturday morning, midnight to 6. CKW.com, that's CKW.ca. Don't forget your monkey.
Boys and ghouls having a ball. Frankenstein, Dracula, and even mummy are sure to end up in somebody's tummy.